This podcast replay is brought to you by Vape and Smoke Shop in West Pines. Mention the Big O Show. Get 10 to 20% off the entire store. Call them 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
All right, we're back.
This is the Big O Show.
George Arthur says, I honestly believe the Finns won't use all 14 picks. I assume that Greer will wheel and deal some picks. I would love to draft a QB and two tackles in the first round. We'll see. It's definitely a possibility. Special needs fitness guru, Big O, awesome thing you are around. The other local talk shows are deplorable. By the way, you never spoke about what happened with 12:10 a.m. I know I have. I've said it before. I left the place. That's it. It's a bum-ass place. They got no money. Nothing. It's just a crappy place with a guy that doesn't know what the hell he's doing, and he's a freaking clown, and so I left. That's it. That's all. It's pretty simple. I don't need crap like that in my life.
Didn't like the clown show, huh?
You know, no, and you know what's the best part about all of this? I was going to do this when my time was done at QAM. I was going to go to this, but then I was approached with the concept. I still believe in the concept. I think the concept, if done properly with the right person, not with a loser, you actually will have success with it. But unfortunately, you know, if you're going to run a business, you got to have a couple bucks to run a business. So, you know, that's it. So I left the bum ass place, and we are doing just fine here, right? And now we're struggling a little bit now because obviously sponsors are hurting right now. So, and I get it. Every one of my sponsors that's hurting right now, we've lost a few sponsors, but they're all told me that they're all going to come back once we get everything going back again, which would be nice to get everything going back again, but that's all right. Throughout it all, this is our second most downloaded month, and we have no sports going on. Our YouTube page is actually growing a lot every single day now, thanks to all of you watching and sharing. So things are fine now. Things are really, really good overall. We're blessed. We have health. We don't have that much money in our pockets, but, you know, things are tough for everybody right now. We'll get through it all. We're all good, man. We're all good. So that's you know, we'll fight through all of this. But we're here for you, man, and we will get through this thing, and we will be better for it. But let's just do our best to protect each other is what we got to do, because the quest is to lose as little people as possible. And I don't know what that number is, but we're going to lose way too many as it is. And too many people are leaving before their time, and that part is unacceptable. All right? Mickey says, guys, the Bengals are not trading the first overall pick unless some team is willing to give up their entire draft and possibly more. Yeah, no, that's a dumb conversation that's not worth having. Big O, when are you going to bring Omar Kelly to talk some football? It's fun to see you two go at it. I cannot bring Omar on. He gets paid by Intercom, so he's locked in to Intercom, okay? When they stop paying him, then I'll gladly bring him on, and that's it. I mean, it'll be soon. Those guys will be folding soon. They'll be, you know, facing bankruptcy, and they'll be limiting all kinds of stuff. So I would imagine that's going to happen in the near future. And when it does, then I'll gladly bring Omar on. He's a friend of mine. Love Omar. I don't care if we agree or disagree on sports. Who gives a rat's ass about certain things like that? Let's see. Mike Monaco says, tell the truth. You got fired for taking a dump in the boss's office. Man, I wish I could. That would be really cool if I could take a dump in his office. Big O had a hot ass girl as a sidekick on 12:10. Yeah, she's a very nice girl and she's a good looking girl. I'm glad you guys enjoyed her looks. But she was very nice. And we had a good time doing the show. That was actually fun. Really enjoyed it. One guy goes, yes, I miss the Dandy Donuts and Rock Burger sponsors. Yes. Yes. I'm with you there. Rock Burger's been taking several steps back. They're focused more on Taco Craft now than Rock Burger. They felt that the burger industry was inundated, so they're focusing more on Taco Craft than anything else. Let's see. Omar and Big O talking Dolphins is good radio. I'm sure those segments had high listener ratings. It was always good. It was always fun, me and Omar going back and forth. I love Omar, man. That's always a good thing. But, again, these are things that are out of our control. But eventually, hey, listen, we'll all come together again and do our thing. Since 2015, ESPN put out what were the top quarterbacks in their draft grades, okay? And these were the top grades by NFL people. Since 2015.
According to Todd McShay.
Yeah, yeah, right. Well, he tracks all this stuff.
Yeah, but that's what it's his list, according to Todd McShay.
Right. And so these are all the quarterbacks that come out, and usually you could tell by how they were picked, too, that the NFL teams had the same kind of rankings. Jameis Winston was number one since 2015 with 97. Sam Darnold was number two at 94. Joe Burrow now is also tied with him at 94. Tua is fourth at 93. Mariota, also 93. Josh Rosen, 92. Josh Allen, 92. Carson Wentz, 91. Goff, 91. Baker Mayfield, 91. Those are the top 10 since 2015. And a lot of those were top picks in the draft. Mariota and Winston were the top picks in the draft. Goff and Wentz were the top picks in the draft. Baker Mayfield was the top pick in the draft. Rosen was the top 10. Burrow is going to be the number one pick in the draft. Sam Darnold was a top pick, not the number one, but he was a top five. And what my point is that you see all of this and you see that the rankings really don't end up mirroring the production. In fact, the lack of production is what you get opposite of all these picks. Because Winston has proven not to be the number one overall pick, or Mariota, one or two. Neither one were worthy of those picks. Sam Darnold has had a lot of ups and downs already. A lot of interceptions. Hasn't proven that he's the guy. Josh Rosen, two teams already, had his opportunity last year, did not show well, also did not do it well in Arizona. He hasn't justified that. Wentz is the only one that has justified it, and the poor kid's had a bunch of injuries, too, that have kind of set him back. So it shows you that these highest grades on quarterbacks, just because you have that grade, just because you and I like them, and we've got to trade for them, we got to draft them. Well, most of these guys have not worked out. So far, at least, because some of them we can't necessarily completely give up on them. But still, I don't think you have the same kind of confidence in Baker Mayfield now than some of you may have had last, 2 years ago.
As of right now, that list, 1 out of 10.
Yeah.
That's a 10% success rate.
Right.
That's less than a hitter in baseball, 330%.
That's why I'm
this
not.
This is horrible.
That's why I'm not in the camp of trade your, three first round picks for Joe Burrow. That's why I'm not in the camp of trading up for Tua. That's why I'm not even in the camp of drafting Tua at number five. I'm not in the Justin Herbert camp. I'm just better off right now loading up the team and getting the best linemen, getting the best D linemen. Go find myself linebackers and corners. Go find, maybe a slot corner. But you know what I'm talking about. Fill real needs. Get me those tackles, man. I need a left tackle. I need a right tackle. I mean, Jesse Davis is a nice player, but probably a really good backup for you, is what he is. I want a stud right tackle. I want a stud left tackle. You know what I mean? I want a stud defensive end. That's what I want you to go get. That's why, if you've listened to me, I'm not enamored with these quarterbacks to the point that, oh, my God, I got to have them. Look, if I ended up with the number one pick and I'm taking Burrow, good. Okay, no problem. I'll take the chance. But you think I'm going to trade all those picks from number five to go up to number one, which it's not realistic because they're not trading them anyways. They're not spending all this money and keeping A.J. Green to not draft Burrow. They're definitely drafting Burrow, and they're not trading him for nothing. So it's a stupid conversation. Then the next one is, I'm going to trade up to number three to draft an injury-prone quarterback. Hell no. And more often than not, as you've noticed since 2015, these rankings, these ratings, don't translate to success at the NFL level. I mean, we're going to have Mike Klisson from Denver. John Elway played the position, and he can't figure out the young quarterbacks. He can't draft one that matters. Maybe Drew Locke's that guy, but he hasn't turned into that guy, not yet at least. You know?
So, not as long as he's hanging out on the sideline doing little rap dance skits in the middle of the game.
I'm just saying, man. You look at that list, and there is no guarantee just because the player has this rating, and some of you are so in love with trading away all your draft picks to go get Joe Burrow or to trade up to get Tua because we're so desperate for a quarterback, we're willing to go back and do the stupid things that the Dolphins used to do. And like I told you, look at the track record of the last 20 years. Teams are advancing pretty deep into the playoffs, even to the Super Bowl, and even winning the Super Bowl with average quarterbacks. Why? Because their teams are freaking loaded. That's why. All right, 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, that's 786-322-1105. Joe Theismann was asked about a couple things. First of all, he was asked about drafting a quarterback for the Washington Redskins. And he is, and remember, Joe Theismann played quarterback. So he's looking at all these other guys. For Joe Theismann, there's only one pick that they should actually be looking at number two if they're the Washington Redskins.
Without hesitation, I take Chase Young for a couple of reasons. First of all, I think he's the best player in the draft. And there's an old adage when it comes to taking the best player in the draft. Secondly, the Redskins are going to go to a 4-3 under Jack Del Rio. He's a perfect defensive end. He fits in with Sweat last year. And then you all of a sudden look at Jonathan Allen, Daron Payne, Matt Ioannidis. I mean, you have five really young guys up front. The oldest guy is 27, and that's Matt. You know, everybody says move on from Dwayne, but Dwayne really hasn't played enough to really get a sample size of who he is. So if you're another team and you look at Dwayne Haskins, you say, well, what is his value? You don't know. I mean, you weren't able to evaluate him. I don't think you move on from him. I think the kid really, he loves football. He's a tough kid. He proved it. He's going to be in a new system. It'll be some competition now with Kyle Allen, who came from Carolina in a similar system.
So Theismann is dead set on getting Chase. And let me tell you something. Chase Young is the best player in the draft. He's right. If you're Washington. And he likes Haskins enough that he doesn't feel that these quarterbacks are worth it after Burrow. So when he was asked about Tua, all right, and here's a player that a lot of Miami Dolphin fans want at number five. Some Dolphin fans are willing to give up draft picks in order to move up from 5 to 3 if Tua's there to draft him. So Joe Theismann played the quarterback position. What does he think about Tua?
Not hard to pass on him at all because you don't know. I mean, he's had shoulder issues. He's had hip issues. And the thing is, he's never had a chance to work out, so you don't really know what you're going to get. And, you know, he's not a generational quarterback. Burrow's might be, okay? I think so, but Tua is not. I'm not sold on the strength of his arm. I think the kid's terrific. Great competitor, wonderful individual. Those things are all givens. From a football standpoint, does he throw the ball hard enough? Does he throw the football well enough? What's his physical condition? Now with what we're dealing with here with this coronavirus, you don't even get a chance to see him work out. I mean, if you do, you see it on film, but there's, you know, it's like doing something on film and then being there in person. It's a whole different world. And I think, unfortunately for him, he won't show his wares. But fortunately for him, there are a lot of teams in the National Football League today quarterbacks in the first round. And he'll go – if he doesn't – if he makes it to 5, where Miami is, that's where he'll probably wind up going.
There you go. So he's not even convinced with Tua that he says he doesn't look like a franchise guy, and he questions his arm strength. And I got to tell you, I agree 1,000% with Joe Theismann. You have to take Chase Young at number 2. It's a must that you take Chase Young. The guy is a freaking stud. He's a monster. I would love, if I would trade up to 2, I wouldn't draft a quarterback. I'd be drafting Chase Young. Okay? And Tua not being healthy, he's right. I mean, that's what you have to be terrified about. But I think Washington was doing it just to see if they can stir somebody up to trade up and what they would give to trade up to number 2, and would they give up the house? And is that worth giving up Chase Young to give up the house? But it wasn't because they really wanted Tua or anything like that. To me, none of that made any kind of sense whatsoever. Now, Joe Theismann, the other thing he's asked about Burrow over Tua, okay? And here's what Theismann has to say.
I like him better for a couple reasons. I love the way he throws the football. I think he has possesses that kind of ability. And secondly, he doesn't have as many injuries. I mean, he's not beat up. You know, you get beat up at the college level, you come to this level, your arm gets, you're going to get a lot more throws. The hits are much more severe. And if you're a young guy, you really don't know what you're looking at, so you're going to hold the ball a little bit longer, and then all of a sudden it's like here comes the building caving in on you. When you look at it, the Cincinnati Bengals, I think, have some good football players, but sometimes you reach 8, 9, 10 years, and it's time to move on. You've got to give the fans a reason to show up.
Yeah.
And I think in Joe Burrow's case, that's what really the Cincinnati Bengals are going to do. They would be absolutely foolish to trade out of that spot, and that's not the history of Mike Brown.
Right. He's not going to trade out. He's going to take Joe Burrow. That's why I've been telling people, don't stop writing the stupid-ass articles. Stop talking about it on television and radio like it's a possibility. It's not a possibility. It's a waste of time. They're drafting Joe Burrow. Miami is not. Miami's not trading up to get Joe Burrow. It's just not going to happen. But he likes Burrow over to it for all the logical reasons. And if you're the Redskins, you got to go chase. But I wanted you to hear this because I want you to hear from another person that if he was in love with Tua and he thought Haskins wasn't the guy, then he would go. And if he thought Tua was better than Chase, he would talk about it. But he has common sense and he's going with Chase, and he has common sense that he'd rather have Burrow over Tua because of the injury history. And then when he told me about the arm strength, that's the part that kind of threw me off a little bit. You know, not a lot of people will tell you that he doesn't have a strong arm. I think his arm looks strong enough to me. But to this quarterback, who played at a very high level and won a Super Bowl, I think Joe Theismann knows a thing or two about quarterbacks. He doesn't feel that way. It's interesting. It's interesting. All right. 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the program, that's 786-322-1105. 11:05 if you want to get in on the program. We're going to take a quick break here. At the bottom of the hour, we are going to have my man Manny Navarro join us. Give me a couple moments here. I got to make a couple phone calls here. I'm sorry. But we'll take a short break here, and we'll get back with more of the Big O Show.
Plus tax, tech title. It includes $899 dealer fee on approved credit. Offers end 11-10-19.
Over 1,500 Toyotas are on the ground, and truckloads of new 2020 Toyotas just keep on coming. To eliminate all 2019 models, Toyota of Hollywood is holding the ultimate 2019 model year changeover event. Make us an offer, any offer, and you can buy a Toyota at up to 50% less than their original MSRP when new and used.
50% less.
A pre-owned 2019 RAV4, not $30,000, $19,775. A pre-owned 2019 Camry LE, not $26,000, $17,775. A pre-owned 2019 Corolla LE, not $22,000, $12,775. Pay up to 50% less at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer. Based on total retail sales of new Toyotas in the Southeast region for 2014 to 2018 per SET. On 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street. Open till midnight.
Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
No one expects to get into a crash, but I expect you to go to AccidentLawFirm.com if you do. Make sure when hiring a driver, you go through a rideshare app so that you can be covered by the insurance, which can be up to $1 million, whether you're a passenger or a driver. In other words, don't try to save a few bucks by paying cash instead of going through the app. I'm attorney Bobby Nunez from Nunez Law in Miami, and we're here to help you through the process. Go to AccidentLawFirm.com for a free consultation from me, Bobby Nunez. That's AccidentLawFirm.com.
America's safest and best-selling compact luxury SUV is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. RDX, $339 a month at Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.